The hardest part about doing Wyatt's Haven and Bliss podcast is knowing people are listening to you as you do this. And I think I sound like an idiot talking to myself for holding this little mic to my face. So you have to get over the embarrassment of people staring at you, especially when you do it. I always do it when it's freaking cold out. And I'm freezing, and I'm walking down the street, and I feel like, you know, I'm being inspired. And there's nowhere where you can be alone in the city, because no matter where you go, someone's probably within 100 feet of you. Ooh. And we're going on 20 days of unseasonably cold in Chicago. I don't think it's broke 40, but one day this year. So I tried doing my taxes today and gave up. Started walking home and saw an Escort, Cavalier kind of car, a little red car on fire in Old Town. Looks like the engine caught fire and fire truck showed up and they were spraying it with a hose and they had the streets shut down. Nothing like a little commotion to try to warm me up as I walk down the street. You know, Chicago doesn't quite have the edge on it, as a New Yorker told me the other day. But, you know, it's a good town. There's always something crazy going on. You never know what you're going to see next. Probably being cliche. Anyways, I got half my taxes done. You're probably doing yours if you're a responsible person like me. And, you know, I filled out these forms. I used the online thing to do the federal, which worked out pretty well, which at least it worked well. We'll see if I get audited, and then it might be a nice kick in the stomach. But since my states weren't as generous with me, I have to do them. So I did the forms and ended up throwing them in the trash and just do a crossword Starbucks instead. You know, I am doing a lot better. I'm not bringing my computer there, and I don't have internet at home. Once in a while, I can get a little pirate signal through the thick walls, but it's not enough to really waste my life on. So I'm moving on to things that are more industrious with my time, rather than wasting it away on the computer. You know, the TV was hard to get rid of. The internet is really hard to get rid of, too. Because you always feel like you have to be addicted to something. Because I don't remember feeling like I did as a child, going to my mother and saying, I'm bored, and having her turn around and tell me, why don't you go clean your room? So last night I went home and went through my junk mail, away. Just filing some little mother knows best kind of advice to get my life together. Which is kind of why I'm doing taxes today, because I ended up finding all my forms and things that needed to be done in order to get my taxes done. But I'm thinking, because I'm a dual resident right now of the Illinois state and the Michigan state, that I can probably find somewhere cheaper than $50, which is what TurboTax wants for my state taxes, because I'm only getting like $100 back. So trying to justify it. It's only four pages. How hard can it get? Oh, here comes somebody now. I'm going to chicken out and get quieter. I'm pretending like I'm talking to my mother or something like that. Okay, they're gone. How embarrassing. But then again, everyone's always talking to themselves in the city anyway, because they all have this earpiece phone. You know, the little Bluetooth headset that bleeps. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Has a little blinking blue light on it. And you don't know who they're talking to, or the one that has a little wire that comes out of the ear and they're talking in the wire. It's always kind of weird. But it's good for tangents and changing the conversation and forgetting where I was and the reason why I threw my taxes in the garbage. So, oh well, at least it passes the time as I walk home. You know, it's almost April and it's snowing. And every year it gets like this. You know, you think you're almost to spring, you get that Indian summer in February, and then it gets cold again in the middle of March. So, oh well. Might as well drag it out, because, you know what, I'm going to be 27 in May 2nd if you're counting. Getting old. join that 27-year-old club I was joking about on my blog. If you want to read my little existential Christian blurb, you can do that. And find out all about my latest rambling. I usually go and read Wikipedia, and it gets me inspired. Wikipedia is pretty, captivating for me. I spend hours on there just reading through the articles. I noticed there's over a million articles in there right now. And I'll click on something, even if it's the front page, and because every page has links to something, and, you know, the wandering human mind, which works by association, just gets you, like, wrapped up. And you feel like you're learning something, and hours later, and you're done, so I guess it's better than watching TV. So, learned all about brand new waterfalls in Peru that they discovered, over 2,000 foot high, and the Moors in North Africa, and how they conquered Spain, and all the things around Don Quixote that I can't quite figure out as I'm trying to read on the bus on the way to work. It's kind of hard to read on the bus when you're standing, holding some leather strap between 30 people in the bumps, and, you know, by the time I get into the loop, I feel like I'm going to throw up because of the stopping. But, oh well. So anyways, Wikipedia++, largest free encyclopedia you can add to yourself. Check it out. Read all about it. So, I'm almost home, and I feel like it's getting warmer. And I don't really have a whole lot of inspiration for you. Anything for you to really change your mind and get out there, other than talking about the city and the things that are going on in the city. As you can see, I'm at an intersection now. I'm about ready to get run over by a bunch of cars. And, everywhere you go, you got a lot of people. Just like that Mexican march we had the other day. People marching for, here comes another group of people. Marching for human rights. And if I hold it to my head, I can pretend like I have a phone, which isn't so bad. Yeah, so all these people met up down near the loop and marched in and took over the loop, and there was like 100,000 people marching for immigration rights. You know, it's kind of hard to say with immigration rights what to believe. Si se puede, that's what they'd say. Yes, you can! Words to live by, I guess. I don't know. It was interesting anyway. There's 100,000 people marched downtown. They filled up Adam Street all the way down to where the Berghoff is and around the corner, and there were some pictures done by the satellite, and or not satellite, but the ghetto birds, the helicopters flying around. It was really interesting. So I have a picture of the downtown, compliments of the Chicago Tribune, I think, and I'm trying to paint it and realizing how hard it is to paint. But I gotta do it because it takes time to learn all these arts, and then you quit your internet and your TV, suddenly you have time to do these things, which is awesome. They had a couple other protests that were interesting. They had the Janitors for Justice beating outside some building next to the Donnelly building. They were, had like trash cans that were beating on them. It was pretty funny. They're real loud. There's only a few thousand of them. Then you had a war protest the other day. That was like 7,000 people too. But they made a huge deal out of that one because it was third anniversary of the Iraq War. We celebrated by watching some movie about vengeance and vendettas and V for Vendetta and all that stuff. It really wasn't too bad of a movie, but it really glorifies revenge, and as if like revenge and war really solves anything. But, you know, then again, I don't want to go say you can be lazy and get by in life. It's that whole faith and works argument. You know, if you have faith, then you'll do works. You know, if you're doing works, it's because you have faith. But if you do works only or faith only, then you ain't what you say. Not the real McCoy, like that old cheesy band. Which is not to be confused with corduroys. So, I love the city. And Chicago is a place to be, especially in the summertime. The winter is a little bit harder. But I hope you enjoyed this podcast at havenofbliss.com. And add us to your iTunes.